following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
So the Buffs, the inbound, being pressure being put on here by Bauer. And to throw it in here is going to be Dale. Dale gives it in for Cornell. Cornell jumper, banks it off the glass. Ball's inbounded. They're going to have to shoot a half quarter. It's on its way. It is short. And a come-from-behind win by Elm Creek, banked in with 2 seconds to go by Claire Cornell.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Amherst as the Broncos battle the Elm Creek Buffaloes. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
With it on the right wing, Abbott back up top. Here's Eckhout, straight away three, got it. Braden Eckhout with the first two buckets of the half, and that extends the lead to 10.
The regular season is winding down, and both squads are looking for the last push of momentum heading into the postseason. It's the Buffaloes and Broncos, cameo next, but for the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Amherst with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Amherst for our final full Friday night of regular season basketball here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. That's because the C&D girls get into sub-districts next week. We've got wrestling going on with districts, and tonight it should be a good Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader as the Amherst Broncos take on the Elm Creek Buffaloes. With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda on the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader, contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Of course, at Elm Creek is where the D3 District Wrestling is going on. First round and first few rounds getting out of the way today. And then the semifinals will start at 10 in the morning. We'll have all of the championship action at 2 tomorrow here on Classic Hits. Also right now, Kearney High is hosting Lincoln Southwest. They're underway on ESPN 1460. All of the action is also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Amherst boys playing first tonight against Elm Creek. And a late start here just because of everything that goes on. This is normally a late start ball game. And then they're going to be heading over to the Heartland Hoops Classic. They have the opening game tomorrow, so Elm Creek does the right thing and says, yeah, we'll switch it around here so that you can get over there. 11 a.m. against a Ravenna team that probably should have beat Adams Central last night, up 7 with a minute 10 to go and ended up losing by 1, a tough loss. In fact, Coach Baronic is here to take one final scouting look at Amherst, and that should be a dandy. The early games tomorrow at the Heartland Hoops Classic will be on ESPN 1460 and 1550 a.m., while the evening games after the wrestling will be here on Classic Hits. So the boys up first, and we'll take a look at the starting lineups right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
In the market for some Galvey cattle? See Mike or Dale Toppenheim of Amherst today. Their primary focus has always been making functional and efficient cows, focusing on birth weights, maternal traits, hay weights, higher weaning and yearling weights, meat and muscle, carcass quality and premiums. More intense selection to improve those traits without sacrificing the function of our cow herd. That's Toppenheim's of Amherst. Also your Traeger Grill dealer. Have a great beef experience with Traeger Grills.
Well, the Amherst wrestlers just walked back in the gym. One of the reasons they want to have a little bit later start for basketball so that the fans in the area of these two teams can watch their wrestlers and their basketball players. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank in Kearney. First off, for Elm Creek, Wearing number 0 is a 5'5 freshman, Jaden Ford. Number 4, 5'6 senior, Gabe Hubbard. Number 10, 6'3" senior is Nick Crowley. Number 22, 6'2 sophomore, LaShawn Thornabar. And number 30, 5'10 sophomore, Brock Miner. The head coach of the Elm Creek Buffaloes, Tanner Cavity, assisted by Matt Thomas and Tyler Haybrock. Elm Creek is 12-7 on the season. For Amherst, number 10 is a 5'9 sophomore, Trevor Adelung. Number 14, 6-foot freshman, Holden Eckout will get the start tonight. Number 20, 5'10 junior is Trey Tobenheim. Number 24, 6-foot junior, Braden Eckout. And number 30, 6-foot senior, Cale Preble. Now, Ty Hadwiger is out tonight. Ankle injury, suffered it last week in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament and then re-aggravated it right off the opening tip of the championship game. And he's going to set out this weekend's activity. The head coach is Bill Giffen, assisted by John Klosterman and Les Adelung. Amherst is 18-2, ranked 7th in the Omaha World Herald, 8th in Lincoln Journal Star in D1. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank in Kearney. We'll be back with the tip after this.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're about ready to get the opening tip underway here, and it will be our boys' game again up first tonight. Elm Creek wearing the dark blue and the gold trim, the home white and red trim for Amherst. And the ball is in the air, and the opening tip will be run down here by the Buffaloes of Elm Creek. They have been one of those teams that's battled injury and have played so many close games throughout this season. Won a few, lost a few, but that team that nobody wants to play. And again, both these teams are in the same sub-district. In fact, the girls play tonight and in the first round of sub-district, so could be matching up real soon as Elm Creek lobs it inside, and Nick Crowley lays it over the front of the rim and good. And the Buffaloes will strike first at the other end, going coast to coast is Trey Tobenheim. Nobody stops him, and Tobenheim will put it up and in. So we are tied 2-2. Breaking the press, Thornabar takes it in. A flop inside, doesn't work. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Tobenheim, and 2-2 your score. Amherst likes to run. A little more slower pace is what Elm Creek prefers. Not a total slowdown, but they don't want this game in the 70s, or they're going to be in trouble. With it on the right wing is Braden Eckhout. Get it to the high post. Jumper by Preble from 15. Hits the front of the iron. No good. Thornabar will get the rebound. And then his outlet to Brock Miner. Nobody's guarding Miner, but he was standing out of bounds on the sideline on the far side. So Elm Creek will turn it over. Each team scores on their opening possession. And now Amherst with a basketball. 2-2. As they lob it to the right elbow. Trying to cut Trevor Adelung. Bounce pass to him on the wing. Can't get to the hoop as he guarded there by Jaden Ford in the man-to-man. Trying to lob it inside. It goes off the hands of Trey Tobenheim, and Amherst will turn it right back over. So Amherst is going to want to put that zone trap on. They really bring it up to about a 2-foot inbounds pass, then throwing over the top Jaden Ford. The freshman guard will throw it into the front court to Miner. Miner between the circles, swings it over to Nick Crowley. Crowley to the right elbow, takes two steps and dumps it into the corner of the Thornabar. Amherst playing little matchup here to start the basketball game. Trying to lob it inside. It actually hits the glass, but it is grabbed by Crowley. He missed the putback and the rebound by Cale Preble. Up the floor, they'll find Eckhout. Braden against the double team. Puts it up, partially blocked. Rebound grabbed by Tobenheim. He'll kick it out to Adelung. Amherst loves to fire the three. Last time we saw him in the conference tournament, they blistered it up against Pleasanton. In their game against Overton. Inside, the shot no good, and the rebound brought down by Brock Miner. And Elm Creek will slow it up momentarily. Gabe Hubbard running the point, brings it to the high post, hits the trailer in Crowley. Crowley drives the left side of the lane, and we've got our first foul of the game called on Amherst. It's going to be on the freshman Holden Eck out. Again, he gets the start in place of Ty Hadwiger, and that moves some guys around. Eck out not going to play that post position like Hadwiger can do. Here's Hubbard off the inbound. He'll fire a three and hit it. Gabe for the deep left-hand corner. Elm Creek up by a score of 5-2. Into the front court quickly will be Tobenheim. Into the paint. Backdoor Preble's unguarded. They lost him. He'll lay it up and in. They doubled the ball and didn't see Preble sneak into backdoor. 5-4. Now Elm Creek turns it over against the press. The outlet pass was over everybody. Adelung will run it down. Give it to Preble. Unguarded. Long jumper is on the way. It's no good. Grabbing the rebound. Eck out. He's able to save it in. And they'll go back out top to Adelung. Adelung looking inside, trying to post up Tobenheim. Doesn't like what he sees, so just dribbles in place at center court. Crosses over, tries to take his man to the hoop in Ford. Kicks it back out to Tobenheim. Over to Preble. Swing it over to Eckout. 5-4 in favor of Elm Creek. 3 minutes into the ballgame. Eckout trying to make a move here on Minor. A little body contact. Fires it under Preble, who's loose again. He'll lay it up and in. Too many eyes on the man handling the ball, and Preble has a couple of layups, and now Elm Creek turns it over again. And that was an unforced turnover against the press there. There was nobody guarding on pass number two, and they just simply threw it behind him. So three turnovers now for Elm Creek. And 6-5, Amherst with their first lead. Crossover dribble, taking it into the paint. Tobenheim pulls up from five and hits it. And that's back-to-back buckets to make it. Make it three in a row to make it 8-5 now in favor of Amherst. Elm Creek with the basketball trying to break that press. It's tipped away again. Hubbard couldn't get it. Two on one. Holding Eck out is fouled by Brock Miner. He'll get two free throws. So the press really dominating him. And Holden Eck out will go to the line to shoot two. Foul on Brock Miner, as we said. And the freshman will head to the charity stripe here. And the lefty will put the first one up, and it is good. Checking into the ball game now for Amherst is their big man, Brian Bramer, a 6'3 junior. Second free throw now for Eckout. On the way, and it is too strong. Rebound grabbed out of the air by Braden Eckout. Kick it out to the free throw line to Holden. His 15-footer no good. And Thornabar grabs the rebound, shuffles it over to Jaden Ford, and into the front court come the Buffalo. A 7-0 run here by Amherst. They lead it by 4, 9-5. Ball between the circles. Looking at a three as Hubbard won't take it. Back up Jaden Ford, swings it to the right side. At least he looked to it. Now back to Hubbard. Hubbard skip pass right side to Miner. Against the Broncos, 2-3 zone. Left elbow Ford, bounce pass to the baseline, and a nice one to Thornabar, who lays it up and in and draws the foul. LaShawn, a chance at a three-point play. First foul of the game on Amherst. Trey Tobenheim to go along with one call on Eckout. And Thornabar now to complete the three-point play. Here is Austin Stolp. Set to check in. They didn't buzz him in, and now they're not going to let him in. So the free throw up, and Thornabar makes it. So now he'll get to check in. Stolp in, and Jaden Ford out. Again, that's big for Little. Stolp 6'4", Jaden 5'5", so you're gaining about a foot out there and going big. 9-8 Amherst here in the first quarter, midway through. Up the floor with it, Adelung. Bounce pass to the baseline of the cutter. Tobenheim, he'll lay it up off the glass left side, and he's got six. Adelung with the assist, 11-8. And Elm Creek working against the pressure with one less guard on the floor. Stolp will hit the cutter. In Minor, he'll bring it across the timeline and give it to Hubbard. 2-3, they early extend that to try and take away a three. They'll get it to Crowley, free throw line, jumper no good. Ball is tipped and grabbed by Braden Eckout. He'll push it up the floor to Adelung. Back to Eckout, the trailer. Quick ball moving again. Get it to Tobenheim. Ball fake, got Thornabar to fly ball, fly by, but the shot's no good. Comes out to Gabe Hubbard. They run it to Minor. Layup rolls off the rim, no good. Slapped around, and Hubbard will grab the loose ball out at the three-point line. 11-8 Amherst, 3:10 to go, first quarter. Hubbard will push it all the way out to midcourt, give it to Miner, overload right side, baseline, Stolp. Back to Miner in the corner. Skip pass over to Thornabar. He's open but doesn't take a three. Hubbard will, though, and got it. 2 for 2 from downtown for Gabe Hubbard. And we're knotted up at 11. Amherst has yet to even attempt a three. Highly unusual. Adelung trying to take Hubbard off the dribble. Right side of the key. Turnaround jumper. Tough left-handed shot. Won't go. Rebound brought down by Crowley. Don't need a shot clock so far in this one. 11 all. Crowley steps around one and throws it up in the lane for a 7-footer and gets it to go. Second bucket for Crowley, and Elm Creek regains the lead, 13-11. Now Adelung spots up for the three, and he'll hit it. Timeout going to be called here by Amherst. Coach Giffen wants to get some subs in and slow it down just a little bit. So the shots are falling on both ends, and with 2:19 to go here in the first quarter of play, it is Amherst 14, Elm Creek 13. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Amherst. As always, a big thank you to the athletic directors. They are so busy that they need about four of them on a day like this. Ron Evans, Tom Moore, Tyler Herman, and the crew. And, of course, to the many fine sponsors. Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader, the boys playing first tonight. Amherst plays the Heartland Hoops Classic tomorrow. But first, they've got to take care of Elm Creek. And every game important in the wild card standings. Even at 18-2, they're not very far up there. They may have to win it no matter what happens. And trying to make a steal, we're going to get a foul on the Broncos as Blake Kreitz and Cale Preble checked in during the break. And Kreitz is going to be called for the foul. His first. Ford back in for Elm Creek. They took Stolpe out on the inbound. They lob it into the paint. Crowley, Crowley up under, and he got Kreitz to foul him again. The shot won't go, but Nick will go to the line and shoot two. So Kreitz caught in the wrong place at the wrong time two times in a row. And it looks like the rest here for Trey Tobenheim won't last long. Crowley's free throw is good. Tying the ball game at 14 apiece. Elm Creek averaging just about 51 points per ball game. Second free throw, Crowley is up and in. They are about a 60% free throw shooting team, and they've hit their first three here in the first quarter. 15-14 Elm Creek. Jaden Ford, the freshman, against the sophomore Trevor Adelung. They'll have some battles the next 3 years. Off the screen, he'll take a three, no good. Follows his shot, then he saves it off a leg, throws it off the leg of Austin Stolpe and saves it. So it will be out of bounds off the Elm Creek leg, and Amherst will throw it in on their baseline. Left elbow to Holdenek out to Preble. Over on the right side to Tobenheim. Crossover dribble into the paint. Switch it back out to Bradenek out against the man-to-man defense for Elm Creek. Braden will drive, and we're going to get a hand check foul on the way to the hoop. Before the shot, only the second foul of the game on Elm Creek, and it's going to be on Gabe Hubbard. Checking back in is Thornabar for Elm Creek. For Amherst, both Eckouts, Preble, Adelung, and Tobenheim, your original starting five out there now. For Bill Giffen, they'll box the lane on the inbound. Bounce pass in the paint. Seeing it coming is Crowley. He knocks it away. It goes off Preble and out of bounds. Second turnover for Amherst. For Elm Creek, they've got Ford, Stolpe, Thornabar, Crowley, and Hubbard on the floor against the zone trap. Long outlet pass into the front court. Thornabar, it's 2-on-2. He'll dribble it all the way to the right block and then turn and kick it out to the trailer Ford. Up top, Crowley, and rotate it over to Hubbard, who's hit a couple of threes already. Thornabar tries to force it into the post, and knocking it away is Adelung. Turnover number 5 for Elm Creek. Amherst wants to run, but Elm Creek's back defensively. Tobenheim, the trailer, hits a 16-footer. 8 in the first quarter for Trey Tobenheim, and he's feeling it. And another whistle as we get the ball knocked away on the inbound. Trey Tobenheim already with 8 here in the first quarter. That's his average per game. As the inbounds pass comes to Miner, he's double teamed, throws it up to Thornabar, 2-on-1. LaShawn will take it at Preble and square up and score from 6. 5 points for Thornibar. 17-16 Elm Creek. 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Remember, outside of that loss last week in the conference championship, as a three is put up by Braden Eckout, too strong. Rebound brought down by Stolp. Their lowest scoring in any game was 61 points, and then they were held to 40 in the conference championship by Wilcox Hildreth. But this is a team that's going to knock down 67 points a game, and they're already on that pace and more. Elm Creek a chance for the last shot, and they throw it away. Tried to get it over here to Crowley, and one of those where he starts to make the cut just as Hubbard starts to make the throw. Still 22 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And Amherst will get the basketball, a chance to take the lead at the end of the first quarter. Adelung dribbling at midcourt with 15. Starts to the left. Makes a short pass to Tobenheim. Back cut, looking for Adelung. He's covered. They get it out top to Eckout. Braden fakes the three into the paint. One-hand runner, no good. Rebound brought down by Thornibar. And that'll be the end of the first quarter of play. So as expected, competitive and maybe a little more scoring. Elm Creek 17, Amherst 16. You're listening to Fort Kearney Conference Basketball action on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
On our ESPN network of stations, Kearney High and Southwest, all tied up at halftime of the girls' game, 27-all. Kearney needing some wins, especially tonight, to maybe host a district. Kearney girls tied with Lincoln Southwest, 27-all. Here Amherst will get the ball to start the second quarter. Preble will take the 12-foot jumper from the left wing. No good. Gabe Hubbard will grab his third rebound. Long outlet pass underneath. A layup is good for Miner, and he got fouled. A rare time that Amherst lets somebody sneak behind him, and it's going to cost him a bucket and a foul. First bucket of the ball game by Brock Miner. Foul called on Cale Preble, his first. Fifth team foul, free throw no good. Rebound brought down by Braden Eckout. And Eckout will push it up the floor, wants to go coast to coast, lost the handle. Ran it down and gave it to Adelung. Adelung left side of the key, they open it up, gets by his man, lays it up on the left hand, no good. Rebound brought down by Thornibar. First quarter turnovers, Amherst 2, Elm Creek 6. Rebounds, 8 Elm Creek, 7 Amherst. Three-point shooting, 1 of 2 Amherst, 2 of 2 Elm Creek, and those came from Hubbard. Thornibar up top, gets it on the post to Crowley, left block. He's fouled as he takes it to the hoop. More free throws coming up. Foul here will be called on Trey Tobenheim, his second. He leads the way for Amherst with 8 points. For Elm Creek, Hubbard and Crowley had 6. Thornibar had 5. And Nick Crowley at the line to shoot 2. First one up and in. Nick has hit his first 3. 20-16, Elm Creek with their biggest lead here so far in the first half. Second free throw up, and it is good. Make it 21-16, Elm Creek now by 5. Another little run going here as we are in the first minute of the second quarter. Eckout got his man crossed over, but could not pull the trigger, and he's going to be called for a walk. Good defense by Brock Miner. And Braden has yet to score. He is the leading scorer on this Amherst ball club at 19 points a game. Up the floor, Thornibar doesn't want to take it at the hoop, so he tries to kick it out and hold Neckout. Snuck in there and made the steal. Up the floor, they'll come to Tobenheim. Down to Preble. Ball knocked away. Miner, he's all over the place, and Hubbard grabs it before it goes out of bounds. And then it's knocked out by Adelung, but it'll stay with Elm Creek. So the defense trying to pick up its intensity here. early in quarter number two. Elm Creek to throw it in against that full court zone trap, and it has bothered the Buffaloes. Seven turnovers. Ford outlet pass. Miner grabs it and throws it into the front court to Hubbard, all by himself on the left wing. To Crowley, nobody guarding him. Fakes the three, drives on Holden Eck out, and Holden grabs it. Second foul on Eck out, and Elm Creek is now in the bonus. 1-1 coming up for Crowley. He's 4-4 already. He's got 8 points here in the first half of play. Crowley on the season is a 74% free throw shooter, and he hits the first one here. Don't forget the girls' game will be next. Coming up on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, a little look at that. A 14-win Amherst team, a 13-win Elm Creek team, plus they'll play Tuesday against each other in the sub-districts, and we will have that entire sub-district, girls and boys, on ESPN Radio. Second free throw, Crowley up and in. 6-for-6 for Nick. 23-16, Elm Creek by 7 on the road here at Amherst. Up top with it is Taubenheim. Crossover, got his man in the air, pulls up from 9 and hit it. Trey's having an excellent offensive first half. He does have a couple of fouls, but he's got 10 of the team's 18 points. 23-18, Elm Creek by 5. And a good crowd on hand. Swing it over to the right side. Three-pointer on the way. Miner hit it. Brock Miner with the only two buckets in this quarter, along with the four free throws for Elm Creek. 26-18. And trying to make a steal, Miner is going to be called for a foul. Elm Creek fans and Coach Tanner Cavity all agreed that they didn't like that one. That'll be the first foul on Miner. Second foul on Miner. And the third foul of the half. Eckout will now check in. Holding in, Braden out. And Amherst to throw it in on the far side from across the benches. Cale Preble gets it in on the short right wing to Trey Taubenheim, guarded by Hubbard in the man-to-man. Dribbling in place, trying to get the offense in motion. Brian Bramer has checked in again for Pleasanton. Along with Holden, Eckout, Preble, Adelung, and as we said, Trey Taubenheim, who has the ball at the top of the circle. Bramer leaning on Crowley, but Crowley getting the better of that right now, so the pass stays outside. Adelung starts to drive, slips, keeps the dribble, drives again, fakes his man out, puts it up, partially blocked in there by Miner, and the ball is grabbed by Thornabar, and here comes Elm Creek. Hubbard didn't have numbers, so he'll slow it up wisely. 26-18, Elm Creek, 5:10 to go here in the first half. It was 17-16 at the end of one. Nice pass to Thornabar, but he hit the bottom of the rim and away up. Great pass, Crowley. Just too deep underneath. Rebound, Holden Eck out. Adelung will push it up the floor, try to get it into Bramer, but there's Crowley, the step around and the steal. Amherst only had two turnovers in the first quarter. They've got three in the first 3 minutes here of quarter number two. 26-18, Elm Creek can take a double-digit lead. Backdoor lob to Crowley. It's well defended. The ball knocked away. They'll let it go. Adelung comes up with the steal. Doesn't have numbers, so he'll slow it up. I don't know what I'd have called it the other end. The lob was a little underthrown, but Amherst didn't steal it. At the other end, you've got a lowering of the shoulder. Hubbard ends up on the ground, and Taubenheim hits the bucket. Lucky he wasn't called for a charge there. 26-20. Elm Creek still with the lead by 6. Ford in the front court, Miner. Quick entry pass to the right elbow. Crowley's double-teamed, so he gets it out of there. Oh, Hubbard's so wide open over there. Miner instead for the three. That's off the mark. Ball tipped around. There were two Broncos fighting for it. Thornabar able to take it away. That's the sixth board for LaShawn. Clear it back out top to Ford. Jaden, one dribble, pull-up three. Hits the front of the iron, no good. Cale Preble grabs the rebound here for Amherst and quickly puts it in the hands of Taubenheim. Off the screen, Adelung. He hit a three-pointer but hasn't had many looks offensively here in the first half, averaging about 13 a game. Taubenheim, top of the circle. Hubbard on him. Boy, they've been screening him a lot to Adelung. Ball screen, they'll switch. So now Hubbard is on Adelung. And Trevor's going to dribble it back out to midcourt and reset the offense. 26-20, Elm Creek, 3:20 to go in the half. Leave it off for Preble. He'll dribble it into the paint. No shot, kicks it out of the wing. Taubenheim, 360 spin move, puts it up off the heel, no good. Gabe Hubbard will grab the rebound, his fourth for Elm Creek. And the Buffaloes will trot it into the front court to Ford. There's Crowley, free throw line. Adelung tried to poke it away. Instead of Crowley, he'll just put his head down, run into players. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Bramer. And then the outlet pass is knocked away. It'll stay with Amherst in the front court. And checking back in, Blake Kreitz, who picked up a couple of quick fouls, and Braden Eckhout checking out Bramer and Preble. .254 to go here before halftime. 26-20. Elm Creek with the lead. They've been up by as many as eight. Amherst was up four early. And the ball between the circles. Trying to go off the dribble as Eckhout lost the handle. They'll say it was last touched by Elm Creek, though, as he was trying to turn the corner and head down the right side of the key. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, Elm Creek, and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Inbound to Kreitz. They don't guard him. A three is all net. Blake Kreitz, as Austin Stolpe, who just checked in, was trying to get out on him. He didn't expect him to shoot the three, but Kreitz will knock it down, and it's 26-23. The lead down to three for Elm Creek. They'll lob it in, try to get it to Stolpe, overshoot him. Turnover number nine. Up the floor, Eckhout gets it to Riley Thompson, who checks in. Into the corner, holding Eckhout for the three, no. And Stolpe will grab the rebound, and then they throw it away underneath. Elm Creek, another unforced turnover. That's really been holding him down. 10 turnovers for Elm Creek, twice as many as the Broncos right now, and Amherst will throw it in. And Ty Hadwiger out tonight with an injured ankle, suffered last week in the tournament. Braden Eckhout's three up and short. Tries to track down his own rebound, but Gabe Hubbard got to it first. And how about the 5'6 senior? That's his fifth board here of the half. Jaden Ford into the front court. Crowley fakes the three right by his defender to the left baseline. Puts up a one-hander, no good. Good job by Eckhout to get over there and cut him down. Stolpe, though, got the rebound. Out to Hubbard for three. Off the heel, no good. Rebound to Kreitz. Kreitz will hand it off to Tommenheim. Tommenheim across the timeline. Season opening. Spin move in the lane. And a foul going to be called on Gabe Hubbard. Gabe, his second. So he has two. Miner has two. Those are the only four so far of the ball game on Elm Creek. Amherst ball underneath their own hoop. Bounce pass, weak corner. Three-pointer, Adelung. He was open. It won't go. And then two Buffaloes fight for it, and it ends up going out of bounds again. So give Amherst credit to get right after it. But Elm Creek couldn't grab it. So Amherst will throw it in again. Nobody really moving. Eckhout just lobs it out here to Tobenheim. Again, getting everything spread out to try and open up the paint. Kreitz will try another three. It's blocked. Austin Stolpe got a hand on it. And Crowley will pick it up as it falls about 5 feet short. Gabe Hubbard into the front court. With a minute and a half to go here in quarter two, 26-23 Elm Creek, but they've been on 26 for quite a while. Over to Hubbard, a deep three for Gabe. It's good. Gabe has hit three threes, and that'll double that lead from 3-6, 29-23 Elm Creek here on the road. Here's Eckhout, ball fake into the paint, draws the double team to Adelung. Same spot, three, got it. Adelung with his second three, so the teams exchange the trifecta. 1 minute to go. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. First half stats, score updates, girls preview, maybe even a little wrestling talk. With it is Gabe Hubbard. Hands it off to Crowley. Back over to Ford. Ford, one drop step to the right wing. Cut off there by Tobenheim. In the corner to Thornabar. To Hubbard. Back out to Ford. 40 seconds to go. Stolpe in the corner to Thornabar. Broncos with a man-to-man. Swing pass over to Ford. Give him a little room. Standing on the three-point line to Thornabar. And Thornabar pushed off. An offensive push-off going to be called here on LaShawn Thornabar. He extended the arm, and the Amherst player kind of was breaking back at the same time. That'll be the fifth foul as a team. So no free throws. Even on player control, it wouldn't have been. 26 seconds to go here in the first half. And Amherst will bring it across the timeline. With it is Adelung. A three would tie it. A two makes it a one-point game. Adelung thought about it. Now he'll come down the left side of the key. Scoop shot up and in. Eight for Trevor. Still plenty of time here. 10 seconds. And the inbounds pass comes in to Dominic Johns, who checked in. Ford into the front court. Crowley, 2-1. They have no idea how much time is left, and they had a wide-open look and didn't get it taken. So Elm Creek's got the lead, but they don't have a lot of pep in their step as they head to the locker room. They were up 8, and now it's 1. Your score is Elm Creek 29 and Amherst 28. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome to Amherst, halftime of our boys' game. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. A competitive first half of basketball. It is Elm Creek 29, Amherst 28. And again, this is our boys' game. They just want to give Amherst a little extra time to get ready for the Heartland Hoops Classic tomorrow. They play right away at 11 a.m. Now, the good thing is, if they had more than six games, if they had the eight games, that'd be an 8:30 or 9 o'clock tip time. But they will go at 11 o'clock tomorrow against Ravenna, game one of six. The early games on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. The late games after district wrestling will be right here on Classic Hits 98.9. And we will be at Elm Creek for the D3 finals tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Other scores, the Kearney High girls, they're heading into the second half, all knotted up with Lincoln Southwest at 27 apiece. That's on ESPN Radio tonight. And the Tri-City Storm will be in action tonight. That is on the Breeze, 94.5. Face-off is at 7:30. Plus, the Nebraska baseball team opens the season in Las Vegas against UNLV. First pitch tonight is set for 8:05 and 12:30 a.m. KHAS and HastingsLink.com will have that game for you tonight and tomorrow. We'll take a break, be back with more, including a preview of tonight's girls game and the first half stats. Keep it here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Our girls game coming up next in Amherst. What a turnaround. They knew they had some talent, but first-year coach Jamie Klingelhofer, the girls, were trying to get their system together there, and it took them a while. They started the season 2-7. Since then, their only loss was to Axtell in the conference semifinals last week. They are 12-1 since that time, and a 14-8 overall. And for Elm Creek, they are 13-7. They started the season 4-0, and they have won four of their last five. They fell to Axtell in the championship of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament last week. So it should be a very competitive ball game. And, of course, these two teams will meet up on Tuesday in the first round of the girls' sub-district basketball tournament, which will be at Kearney Catholic, the D110, live on ESPN Radio. Axtell and Overton will play game one at 6, Amherst and Elm Creek at 7:45, and then the winners will play next Thursday at 7 o'clock. We will have the C110 from Lexington here on Classic Hits Tuesday night, where Minden will play Gothenburg at 5, and Cozad will play Kearney Catholic at 7, and then next Thursday the winners, and Minden and Kearney Catholic are the overwhelming favorites there. Just like they were last year, Minden is ranked first, Kearney Catholic third, 20-2 for the Stars, 20-1 for Minden going into tonight's action. Plus, we'll follow the Kearney High Bearcats. Wrestling, of course, there's plenty of that going on. The D3 finals tomorrow at 2. We will have our 17th annual Classic Hits Wrestling Rally Sunday afternoon right here beginning at 3. Takes us to about 5:30, talking with the area coaches and state qualifiers, getting you prepped for the tournament, which begins next Thursday in Omaha. Complete coverage, wire to wire, morning to night. And, of course, next Friday night, we'll be right in the middle of the 2015 state semifinals, which begin at 5. Nobody gives you more coverage of the state wrestling tournament and the districts as well throughout the season than here at Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll look at the first half numbers, 29-28 in our boys' game. Elm Creek leads Amherst right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Arma Coatings Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Arma Coatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Arma Coatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
Doug Duda with you here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half stats brought to you here on this Friday night, starting with Amherst. Trevor Adelung, 8 points, 1 rebound. Holden Eckout, 1 point, 2 rebounds, getting the start for the injured Ty Hadwiger tonight. Trey Tobenheim actually leads the scoring tonight, 12 points, 2 rebounds. Leading scorer Braden Eckout, who gets 19 a game, has not scored yet, has 3 rebounds. Cale Preble, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Blake Kreitz hit a 3. He has a rebound. And Brian Bramer, a rebound. 7 rebounds in the first quarter, 5 in the second. Amherst has only been to the line one time. They're 1 of 2. 3-point shooting, 1 of 2 in the first, 2 of 5 in the second. Turnovers, 2 in the first, 3 in the second. Foul situation, 2 apiece on Kreitz, Tobenheim, and Holden Eckout. 16 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second at the half. Amherst has 28 points, 12 rebounds, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 3 of 7 from 3-point land, and 5 turnovers. For Elm Creek, Gabe Hubbard is at 3 threes and has 9 points, 5 rebounds. Nick Crowley is a perfect 6 of 6 at the line. He has a game high, or team high, 10 points, 1 rebound. LaShawn Thornaber, 5 points, 6 rebounds. Brock Miner, 5 points, a rebound and a block. And Austin Stolp, 3 rebounds and a block. 8 rebounds in each quarter. Free throw shooting, 3 of 3 in the first, 4 of 5 in the second. 3-point shooting for the Buffaloes, 2 of 2 in the first, 2 of 5 in the second. Turnovers, 6 in the first and 4 in the second. Foul situation, Miner and Hubbard each have 2. Elm Creek had 17 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second, and at the half, 29 points, 16 rebounds. 7 out of 8 at the free throw line, 4 of 7 from 3-point land, 2 blocks and 10 turnovers. At the half, Elm Creek leads Amherst 29-28. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year.
Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Ready to get the second half underway here on Classic Hits, and Elm Creek will get the ball. Let's take a look at our Seeds to Success, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer seed professional. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. As they'll get it down low, and the jumper by Crowley is no good, but he's fouled. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. Crowley, you don't want to send him to the line. He's 6 of 6 from the charity stripe, and it's the third foul on Holden Eckout as the free throw bounces off the front of the rim and in. For Elm Creek, cut down on the turnovers. They've made some unforced turnovers. And for Amherst, they have got to get Braden Eckout involved. Those are the seeds to success for the second half as the free throw in and out. Kind of keeping with his percentage. That one is no good. The rebound brought down by Eckhout, who stays in with the three fouls. Opening possession now for Amherst. Preble, they sag on him at the top of the key. Doesn't take it. Adelung will take the three off the screen. Hand on his face. The shot no good. Thornemar will pull down his seventh rebound. He's done a great job so far in this ball game, both offensively and defensively. Crowley on the left wing. Guarded by Holden Eckhout. It's been a handful. Now driving in Hubbard. Scoop shot between defenders. Off the glass, no good. Rebound to Holden Eckhout. They want to run. Tobenheim into the front court. Doesn't really draw the double. Hits the trailer. Here's Preble. The three-pointer hits the front of the iron. No good. Follows the shot. Rebound to Holden Eckhout. He's got three here in the first minute. And he's fouled in the ensuing scramble. Gabe Hubbard has just picked up his third. And that would be big. I know Ford and him can both handle the ball, but you don't want to lose Hubbard to foul problems. So he and Holden Eckhout both have three, and they're both in there. Braden Eckhout gets by the defender Miner and gets his first bucket of the ball game. So Braden able to create on his own there. And it's 30-30. We are all tied up here. 1 minute into the second half. Into the front court, Crowley draws the double team into the corner. Miner will fire the three. It's off the front of the iron. No good. And an over-the-back foul called here on the Buffaloes. And this will go on LaShawn Thornaburn, his second. Elm Creek will just put token pressure on the backcourt. That is a major difference. Amherst slaps on that zone trap. Caused some problems, but more turnovers were unforced than probably forced there in the first half. Top of the circle, Tobenheim works it on the left-hand dribble, trying to work off the screen of Hubbard. Looking for Adelung. He's really being bounced around and lost the ball out of bounds. It was right into the official. He and Jaden Ford were bouncing off of each other, and Amherst will turn it over for the sixth time here in the game, compared to 10 for Elm Creek. Thornemar in the right-hand corner outside the arc. That's not his area. Looks for the cutter, Miner. Bounce pass saved on the steal by Braden Eckhout. It looked like he was just going to knock it out of bounds. Instead, he's able to save it, and the Broncos are back on offense, looking to take the lead for the first time since early in the second quarter. Again, overload on the right side. Tobenheim takes the dribble outside the arc, crosses to the left, can't get inside, then drop step, back up, 15-footer, no good. Thornemar with rebound number 8, he's controlling the glass. Sophomore doing a great job inside. The 6'2 sophomore can handle himself in the paint. Get it to Crowley in the front court. Crowley brings it to the high post, off the screen, just hands it off. Hubbard doesn't do anything with it. Back out to Ford. Man-to-man defense here by Amherst. They love it. Crowley working his way to the block, right side, double-teamed, has to kick it out to Hubbard. Gets a 2, number 30, Miner in a 30-30 game. He drives and draws contact. Free throws coming up for Brock Miner. He missed a free throw back on the back end of a three-point play opportunity in the second quarter. And now Trey Tobenheim gets his third foul. haven't had a ton of fouls, but the same guys are piling them up, and the free throw is good by Miner, and Elm Creek back on top, 31-30. Looking at Thornabar and his rebounds per game, he is already over that average. He gets about six a game, and he's tearing it up here. Second free throw up, and it is good. Miner gets them both, 32-30, but Elm Creek just 3 points here in the first 2.5 minutes, all from the line. Ball fake, Eckhout gets into the paint, elevates from 10, won't go. There's Thornabar with his ninth rebound, and you can tell that's where Amherst is missing Ty Hadwiger right now. They're getting thumped on the boards. Hadwiger out with the foot injury from last week. Good ball fake. Ford drives the right baseline, kicks it back out. Here's a 10-footer. Crowley hit the front of the rim, no good. Holden Eckhout, his fourth rebound of the quarter. Elm Creek gets back defensively, but it's a little sluggish. They've slowed down a little bit here on the pace. Nobody really wanted to sprint to the other end that time. Adelung dribbling at the top of the key. Goes with the left hand. Hubbard cuts him off. Hands it to Tobenheim. Ball fake, but picked his dribble up, so he couldn't go anywhere. To Adelung. Adelung dribbles right side. Gets a look at a three. Hits off the rim once, twice. No good. Crowley will grab just his second rebound. And the scoring has slowed down here in the second half. 4:30 to go, third quarter. Elm Creek 32, Amherst 30. Crowley up top. They'll get it to Gabe Hubbard. On the wing to Thornabar. LaShawn throws it up top to Hubbard. Down to Crowley. Crowley backs his way in. Turnaround jumper from five, and it's good. First field goal of the second half comes at the 4:15 mark here for Elm Creek, and they lead it 34-30. And we've got a timeout by Amherst. It'll be a full timeout. 4:05 to go, third quarter. It is Elm Creek on the road leading Amherst 34-30. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
In the market for some Galvay cattle? See Mike or Dale Toppenheim of Amherst today. Their primary focus has always been making functional and efficient cows, focusing on birth weights, maternal traits, hay weights, higher weaning and yearling weights, meat and muscle, carcass quality and premiums. More intense selection to improve those traits without sacrificing the function of our cow herd. That's Toppenheim's of Amherst. Also your Traeger Grill dealer. Have a great beef experience with Traeger Grills.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
Amherst ball out of their own timeout, trailing 34-30 with 4:05 to go in the third quarter. Braden Eckhout, a little shuffle step as he starts to drive. He is going to be held. I think this will be before the shot. It's going to be on Jaden Ford, his first personal foul. Third team foul, so now Amherst has it underneath their own hoop. Eckhout to throw it in as they box the lane. They try to free him off a couple of screens, but Brock Miner's been doing a great job on him tonight. That's why he is well below his average. And so it's been Trey Tobenheim's night, and he's the one carrying the Amherst offense as he hits a jumper in the lane from eight. That is his 14th point, 34-32. Crowley, top of the circle, gets it on the left wing. Hubbard tries a high arching rainbow three that finds the pot of gold, and it's his fourth of the ball game, 37-32. So every time Amherst makes a little move here, Elm Creek has the answer. Off the switch, Eckhout is guarded by Crowley. Pass by Holden Eckhout, knocked away. Turnover Amherst. They want to run. Hubbard one on three. Takes it to the rack. It's blocked and taken away off the glass by Trey Tobenheim. Now it's three on two the other way. Trey out to Holden. Eckhout for the three. It is good. They're only going to give him a two, though, because nobody saw his toe. It looked like a three from here, but they're only going to get a two, and it's 37-34. Elm Creek with a basketball. 2:50 to go, third quarter. The Kearney High girls have taken a lead after three. They were tied at the half. They now lead Lincoln Southwest 45-32 on ESPN Radio. Crowley inside, missed the layup, but got it back and scores. He had such good position that it didn't really matter if he missed the first shot. He was going to be able to get the putback. And it's 39-34 Buffaloes, 2.5 to go, third quarter. Adelung over to Kreitz. Oh, good ball fake. Got Crowley in the air, and he is hacked as he goes to the hoop. Looks like it's before the shot. Nick Crowley with it. Oh, no. They're going to post it on Jaden Ford. That'll be the second on Ford. And it'll be Amherst ball underneath. Backdoor bounce pass. Got the man in the air. Short jumper up and in for Cale Preble. Did a good job of using the head fake. Let the defender fly by and had the easy layup. 39-36. Elm Creek leading back and forth between 1 and 7 here throughout the third quarter. Thornabar on top of the circle over to Miner on the weak side. Back up top to Stolp, who has re-entered. Austin guarded out here by Preble. Forden drives, gets it to Miner. Miner comes into the paint. And a foul called underneath there on what was going to be a one-on-four. And they're going to call Blake Kreitz with his third and the team's third. Buffalo ball on the baseline. They'll extend them vertical. Off the screen, Crowley's covered in the paint, so they'll dump it into the corner to Miner. Right back to Ford, drives baseline around Preble, lays it off the glass and in. That's kind of what they wanted all along. Jaden Ford with his first bucket of the ball game. Fast break the other way. Contested 10-footer, 8-footer is up and in. Only the second bucket of the ball game for Braden Eckout. 41-38 Elm Creek, a minute 40 to go here in the third quarter. On KKPR-FM, Kearney, Elm Creek, Amherst, and the World Wide Web. PlatteRiverPreps.com. As a pull-up jumper from 10 is no good by Crowley. Crash the boards, and Thornabar going to be called over the back here. The rebound brought down by Braden Eckout, and really a couple of Elm Creek guys kind of crashed into each other, but it didn't look good. And that's the third foul on Thornabar. Checking in now for Elm Creek, Tyrone Hubbard. Wear number 44. I think if you wear 44 at Elm Creek, you're probably an All-Stater. I don't know, something like that. 41-38 the score. We'll see if he can come in and provide some quality minutes. As they lob it down low, whole neck out, double team, back out, Tobenheim in the paint, draws the double team, gets it to Eck out, but he couldn't get a shot because it wasn't a clean pass to him. Try to throw it inside, ball deflected away. Boy, Ford is just holding him. He threw Tobenheim out of the way, and you can hear the Amherst fans. And now we get a foul away from the ball. And that might actually be on Amherst. Let's see. And kind of a makeup call is what the fans are thinking right now because they call it on Jaden Ford, his third. But he got away with about a blatant as one as you're going to see there just a moment ago. You heard the crowd go canuts. So Amherst will throw it in underneath their own hoop. And everything is as it should be right now. Preble on the left wing. Back out to Eckout. Eckout off the screen. Fadeaway three. In and out. Off the glass and back in. Braden Eckout with his first three. All 7 of his points here in the third quarter. And we're knotted up for the first time in the second half since it was 30-all. 41-41. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Jaden Ford dribbling in the center circle. Man-to-man. Looks like they're going to hold for the last shot. So another Elm Creek game that's going to go deep into the fourth quarter, it looks like. And Coach Cavani will use his first timeout to set up a play. 16 seconds to go here in the third quarter. At Amherst, the Broncos and Buffaloes knotted up at 41.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. With 16 seconds to go here in the third quarter, it'll be Elm Creek ball in the front court. Tied at 41. Out of the timeout, setting up a play. They'll dump it into the back court to Gabe Hubbard. Coach Giffen off the bench. Rammer says, just back up. Don't get caught sleeping here. As they spread it, Hubbard hands it off to Crowley. Gets into the paint with 6. Takes the runner. It's in and out. No good. Miner, the rebound. Back up and draws the foul. And he might have got popped in the nose. There was a little contact inside. And Brock Miner will go to the line to shoot 2. He's 2 of 3. And the foul will be called on Trey Tobenheim, and that is his fourth. They rolled the dice, leaving him in there on that last play, and he commits the foul with less than a second to go. He's leading him in scoring with 14. The free throw miner in and out, no good. Coming in for Elm Creek for this final second is Nathan Bartling and Dominic Johns. Second free throw coming up for Miner, trying to give Elm Creek the lead into the fourth quarter. It's up. It is in. They'll throw it in, throw it the length of the floor, and we are going to the fourth quarter with your score, Elm Creek 42 and Amherst 41. You're listening to Fort Kearney Conference Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Great game so far, made possible by our many fine sponsors, and we thank them all as we get close to the postseason. Amherst will get the ball to start the fourth quarter, trailing at home 42-41 to Elm Creek. Add along at the top of the circle, off the screen, backdoor bounce pass, well covered by Elm Creek. They knock it away. Miner, it comes up to Jaden Ford. Turnover number 8 for Amherst. Elm Creek has 11. Both teams took pretty good care of the ball in the third quarter, just 3 total turnovers. Here's Crowley for 3. They left him alone. It's short, no good. Rebound comes down to Cale Preble. Elm Creek is now 5 of 10 from 3-point land. Amherst is 4 of 11. 4 of the 3s by Elm Creek hit by Gabe Hubbard. Eckout holding long 3. Left wing, no good. Adelung tries to tip the rebound away. He does. It's out of bounds off Elm Creek. And so Amherst will take it out underneath their own hoop. Nick Crowley has 15, Gabe Hubbard 12 for Elm Creek, Trey Tobenheim 14, but has 4 fouls for Amherst. 8 for Adelung, 7 for Eckout, Braden, which was all in that quarter. 42-41. Amherst will throw it in down 1. Keep it clean on the inbound, didn't look to attack, just out to Adelung, and they'll set up the half court. Off the screen, Eckout, guarded by Miner. He's been outstanding on him tonight. Again, remember, Braden gets you 19 a game, and he was shut out in the first half. Blake Kreitz starts the fourth quarter off the screen. Three-pointer, Adelung, no good. Kreitz trying to run down the loose ball, and it's saved by Jaden Ford. Outlet pass to the other end. They overshoot Miner, but he throws it behind his back to Thornabar, who is fouled and will go to the line. LaShawn Thornabar off the nice hustle again by who? Brock Miner. Brock has been outstanding tonight offensively, 8 points and a rebound, but doing a great job and holding Eckout, just got his 4th foul. Thornabar's free throw is good. So far in the game, Elm Creek is now 12 of 15 at the line. Amherst, 1 of 2. Brian Bramer now checks in for Amherst. Second free throw, Thornabar didn't get there. And so it'll be Amherst ball. Preble, Adelung, Braden Eckout, Bramer, and Kreitz are the 5 on the floor right now for Amherst. For Elm Creek, the original 5 starters, Ford, Hubbard, Crowley, Thornabar, and Miner. 43-41, Elm Creek, 6:45 to go. Good ball fake. Braden Eckout goes by Ford. Shot no good. Rebound falls into the hands of Gabe Hubbard, his 6th of the ball game. Biggest lead by either team was Elm Creek by 8. In the second quarter, but Amherst cut it to 1 by half. Hubbard between the circles, looking for the cutter, Crowley. He'll just pop out and take it, run Hubbard off a couple of screens. Crowley crossover, fell down. He crossed himself over. The ball's on the floor. Thornabar might have got poked in the eye. Thornabar's down on the floor and hurt, and they need to blow this dead, and they will. LaShawn Thornabar diving for the ball. Looks like he let on his left shoulder and is grabbing that in pain. And we've got an official's timeout. This timeout, official's injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center can get you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. And I don't know if he just dove on the shoulder or if that's probably maybe a football injury or something that's lingering, because he sure grabbed on it. There wasn't a lot of – he didn't get thrown to the ground or anything like that. There was a scrum for that loose basketball, and they'll turn him over and take a look at him. So while they do that, we'll take a break. 6:10 to go in the ball game. Our boys are up first tonight. It is Elm Creek 43, Amherst 41.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
They'll take Thornabar to the locker room, have a look at him, and Amherst will have the ball now. It was a turnover. Amherst down 43-41. We've had 1 point scored in the first 2.5 minutes of this fourth quarter. Eckhout, pull-up three. They cleared it out over Ford. No good. Brock Miner will pull down the rebound. Amherst has missed three threes here to start the fourth. 43-41. It was 29-28 at the half. Hubbard drives to the high post, kicks it back out. Crowley swings it right side. Miner outside the arc. Austin Stolpe came in to replace Thornabar. Over to Miner. Little quicker ball movement right now for Elm Creek. Hubbard, a long three. It spins out, no good. And trying to tip the ball to themselves, it looks like Elm Creek's going to be called for an over-the-back foul there. They had a little height advantage, but they're going to say there was contact. And the foul is going to be on Nick Crowley. That will be his first. It is the seventh team foul, so we'll walk to the other end and shoot free throws, but Brian Bramer will be the man going to the line. And for Bramer on the season, he is only a 42% free throw shooter, so this might actually work out for Elm Creek. First free throw, Bramer up and got it. Big one there to get a little confidence. First point of the fourth quarter for Amherst. The fans know how big it is. It's nearly sold out here tonight with wrestling and basketball going on. The wrestling got done. Everybody came here. They knew this is a big game. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Crowley, his fourth. 43-42 Elm Creek. 5:05 to go in the ball game at the end of the game. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Final stats and then get you ready for what should be a competitive girls game. Crowley double dribbled. Started to drive, went to step through the double team, and I think he just dropped the basketball. He knew he couldn't dribble it again. That'll be turnover number 3 of the half, but 13 of the game on Elm Creek. Add along with the basketball. He hasn't scored in the second half. Trevor pushes it up, tries to get by Ford. Maybe the best freshman of the conference. There's a couple of good ones. A couple of them played in this game. Holding that out for Amherst. They'll get it to Tobenheim. Tobenheim playing with the four fouls, but leads his team in scoring with 14. But we've played 3.5 minutes in the fourth quarter, and each team has scored 1 point. Trying to get it to Braden Eckhout. He'll dribble to the high post, and Miner won't let him get any farther. Back cut. There's a nice pass. Tobenheim underneath, but missed the little short left-hander. The ball's tipped out into the hands of Nick Crowley. Did everything but finish on that one. 43-42 Elm Creek. 4:10 to go in the ball game. Miner way out of the right wing, gets it to Ford. One-on-one with Adelung, tries to take him to the baseline, does. Little runner from six, no good. Crowley went up to tip it in, and he tipped it right into the rim. And the rebound brought down by Adelung. Up the floor they come, get it underneath, holding Eckhout. Left-hand jumper is up and in, and Amherst takes the lead back on Eckhout's second bucket. 44-43 Elm Creek. That was a tough contested shot. And a timeout will be taken here by the Buffaloes. Each team will have three remaining. 3:45 to go in the basketball game. Elm Creek ball, Amherst lead, 44-43. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Well, during the timeout, LaShawn Thorneberg back out of the locker room. He has not checked in. He is sitting on the bench right now, but looks like he would be ready to go if they need him. 44-43 Amherst. Elm Creek ball, 3:40 to go. Hubbard guarded on the switch this time by Preble. Try to drop it down low and hold it. Eckout steps in front, makes the steal. Amherst with a basketball and the lead for the first time this half. Adelung between the circles. 18-2 Amherst off the screen. Didn't take the pull-up jumper from 17. He'll give it to Tobenheim. Back over to Adelung. Trevor and Eckout Braden have really been way below their average, just not near as many shot attempts. And that shows how good Elm Creek's playing defense in the man-to-man. Braden Eckout draws the double team, kicks it out to Holden. He'll try a three and hit it. Holden Eckout has hit the last two buckets. He got a steal in between. That equals the largest lead of the game by Amherst, 47-43, and the Bronco fans making noise. Crowley at the other end, triple team, still finds a way to get it up and draw the foul. Boy, he did a good job of stepping through there and finding space, and once he found space, there was nothing Amherst could do but make contact. Crowley will go to the line to shoot two, and the foul's on Holden Eckout. He and Trey Tobenheim each had four, and that's going to be it for Holden. So he just turned it on here, and he fouls out. 8 points, six rebounds, getting the start tonight in place of the injured Ty Hadwiger. Fouls out with 2:47 to go. And now Thornabar back in and Stolp out for Elm Creek. Kreitz will return to the lineup now for Amherst. Free throw, Crowley, good. 16 points for Nick Crowley. He is 8 of 9 at the free throw line. But that's only the second point of the quarter, and now make it 3 here in the fourth quarter for Elm Creek. 47-45, Amherst, 2:40 to go. Plenty of time. Both teams with three timeouts. A jump ball arrow pointing to Elm Creek. Going into the high weave here, just running off some soft screens and staying about 25 feet away. They'll get it to Preble at the high post, takes it in on Crowley, who just lets him take the shot, and he scored. Preble got the position, so Crowley made the decision not to foul him. 49-45 Amherst, 2:15 to go as Hubbard brings it into the front court to Miner. Miner to Thornabar in the left-hand corner. LaShawn takes it all the way into the paint, runs over a couple of players. The ball gets loose, and they're going to call a blocking foul on Amherst. Thornabar hit the deck again. Trevor Adelon, his first foul. That's the seventh team foul. And so a 1-1 coming up for Thornabar. He is 2 of 3, has 6 points. And we're waiting for everybody to kind of get settled here. For Thornabar, they'll wipe up the floor. LaShawn, a 37% free throw shooter, but needs one here. Free throw up and got it. It's all net. Thornabar, type of kid that can get it done in pressure situations. But before the second free throw, Amherst is going to call timeout. Elm Creek has 4 points in the fourth quarter, all from the line, but they're still in it. 2:08 to go. It is Amherst 49, Elm Creek 46. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
Out of the timeout, Thornabar will shoot the free throw. It's no good, and we get a jump ball. And the arrow does point the way of Elm Creek, as we told you. Braden Eck out and Nick Crowley were tied up for it. So 2:08 to go in the game, 49-46. Amherst by three, Elm Creek ball into Crowley, who hands it off to Hubbard. Reverse it out to Ford, didn't want the three. To Thornabar, working on Kreitz, drives the right baseline, cut off. Outlet pass, Tobenheim tried to steal it, but it went out of bounds. Again, the girls' game will be next. 14-8 Amherst, 13-7 Elm Creek. And a preview of the sub-districts next week. 1:55 to go. Elm Creek with the ball down three. They clear it out for Hubbard. Guarded by Tobenheim with the four fouls. Bounce pass nearly knocked away. Now it is loose. Dive on the floor. Tobenheim got it. Now Amherst has the ball in a three-point lead up to Kreitz. Kreitz doesn't have numbers. Wide open. Preble's under the hoop. But they decide not to throw it to him. Adelung saw him too late. And now a foul as Miner comes off the screen and runs into Eckout. And again, Elm Creek doesn't have to foul. There's all kinds of time left. No need to foul kids out at midcourt, but that's exactly what they did. And then you send Braden Eckout to the line to shoot the one and one. And for Braden Eckout, he is a 70% free throw shooter. And the free throw, first of the game by Braden, is up and right through there. 50-46, Amherst. Right now on pace for their second lowest offensive output of the year. The lowest was last time out in the FKC final. Second free throw, good. So the foul cost him 2 points. Now Elm Creek's got to go earn him right back. 51-46, that's the largest lead of the game for the Broncos. Elm Creek to Jaden Ford, over to Hubbard, off the screen, long three on the way, front of the iron. Elm Creek's pressuring it, but the rebound brought down by Crowley. They'll get another chance. Elm Creek's playing like they're 16 seconds, not a minute 16. Thornabar comes down the lane. They tried to draw the charge, but a good no call on the flop, and the layup is good for Thornabar. That's the first field goal of the fourth quarter for Elm Creek. And then Amherst will get a foul and go to the free throw line as Elm Creek went for the steal. Jaden Ford. And that's his fourth. So he has four. Miner, Thornabar, and Hubbard all have three for Amherst. Holden Eckout is fouled out. Trey Tobenheim has four. Blake Kreitz has three. And it's Trevor Adelung at the line for his first free throw attempt of the game. Front of the rim, rolls around, and it did not go. Thornabar grabs the rebound, has some players on him. He's able to step out of there. 51-48, big rebound by Thornabar. A minute to go. Miner crashes over a block, a defender, and a charge called. Good call. Thornabar got by his man, didn't see the second man, and that'll be a fourth foul, on Miner, not Thornabar, on Miner. And now it's back to Amherst, and they'll trap in the backcourt. And are we going to get a timeout, a jump ball? We're going to get a timeout. Everybody thought it was in the backcourt, but it was in the frontcourt. Timeout, Amherst. All they have left is a full-length timeout. 51 seconds remaining in the ball game. It's getting interesting here in Amherst. The Broncos, 51, and the Buffaloes, 48. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
And Elm Creek has had so many close games this year. They've been in overtime twice in the last 2 weeks. Wilcox Hildreth and Overton. They have played a four-point game at Kennesaw, one-point game against Axtell, 2 points with Wilcox Hildreth. So some close games, and unfortunately a majority of those didn't go the right way for them. Some did, some did. 51 seconds to go, 51-48 Amherst. Miner tried to steal the inbounds pass and tried to sell it that it was tipped off of Taubenheim, and official Rod Bedke would have none of that. He's too wise. Preble to throw it in. They do not guard him. Trouble getting it in, and finally Eckhout kind of pushes off and gets the ball. Now hustles it into the front court, comes to a jump stop, and his feet slid, and they're going to call a walk. That's unfortunate. Coach Giffen didn't think it was, but he slid just a touch. Just a touch. And now Elm Creek has the ball down three. 44 seconds to go. Hubbard, midcourt. A three to tie. Elm Creek's 5 of 12 from three-point land. Of 0 of 3 in the quarter. Hubbard off a screen. Fadeaway three. It's an air ball, and it'll go out of bounds as Amherst boxes out Thornabar so he can't get to it. But again, Elm Creek has played this last minute of the game like they're on fire. They've got a lot of time. Wide open at the other end, Kreitz. On the inbound, they get it to him. It's underthrown, and he'll be fouled. So he'll have to earn it at the line. Crowley got back there and fouled him. It'll be his second, the 10th team foul, but Kreitz was the only one in front court for either team. And an underthrown pass was better than an overthrown pass at a turnover. So Blake Kreitz will go to the line for the first time. He hit a three-pointer in the second quarter. He'll get two free throws because we're in the double bonus. The first one is on the way, and it is in and out, no good. Still a one-possession game. 29 seconds remaining here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Amherst 51, Elm Creek 48. Kreitz to try and make it a two-possession game. On the way, and it's good. Kreitz got the second one. Now Elm Creek with the basketball. They've got three timeouts into the front court. Hubbard, 25 seconds. Hubbard double team. They know they don't want to give up a three. His pass to Crowley is almost turned over, but a foul and another good call. As they double the ball, left Nick Crowley open, kind of a lob pass to him, allowed the thoughts of Braden Eckhout that he might be able to steal it, and instead committed the foul. So now Nick Crowley will go to the line for a one-and-one. That's the first foul on Eckhout. 20 seconds to go. Front end of the one-and-one. Good. Nick Crowley. This is his 12th free throw of the night. He's 10 of 11, but he's got to keep making them. 18 points and 8 rebounds. 20 seconds remaining. 52-49 Amherst. Second free throw. Crowley. Good. 52-50 is the score. Checking in now for Elm Creek. Dominic Johns, they take Thornabar out. Johns will have the fouls to give. But again, you don't have to foul right away. Preble to throw it in. Ford almost got the steal. Now Taubenheim, they're trying to get the 10 seconds. Smart play, Island. Then they just walk right up and they foul Adelung. They hadn't even got to their own free throw line, and 6 seconds had expired. And Miner just went up with the two-hand shove, and he fouls out of the game. That's one of those where in college ball they'd be talking about time and situation. And Elm Creek has the three timeouts to discuss those exact things. And Trevor Adelung will now go to the line and shoot a one-and-one. He missed the front end earlier, and he misses it again. This is a two-shot foul. Excuse me, two-shot foul, but he missed the front end. Miner, 8 points, 2 rebounds, 1 block fouled out with 14 seconds to go. 52-50 Amherst. Adelung's second free throw up and in, and it's a three-point game. 53-50. Now Elm Creek will call a timeout on the inbound. They will have 2 timeouts remaining. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 13 seconds to go in the game. Elm Creek ball. Amherst has the lead. 53-50. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kid's menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
Again, a thank you to the athletic directors, Tyler Herman, getting help as always from Ron Evans, and the fine folks here at Amherst for their hospitality. Game two will be coming up. The girls probably won't get started till about 8:20, and that's if we go to overtime. Amherst hoping that doesn't happen. 13 seconds remains in the game. Amherst 53, Elm Creek 50. Buffalo ball in the backcourt. Gabe Hubbard is their best three-point shooter, but Crowley and Ford could also throw one up, and they're all in the backcourt. Dominic Johns is also in there, and Thornabar. They get it to Ford. One-on-one behind the back on Adelung. Takes it inside the arc to Hubbard. Hubbard, three-pointer, contested, left corner, hit the side of the backboard. The ball's tipped away. Amherst gets the rebound and is fouled with under a second to go. Amherst just played that too well. Elm Creek ran their play. They got it to Hubbard. He was contested all the way. And the shot was well off the mark as it hit the side of the board. And Jaden Ford committed the foul. He'll officially foul out here with less than a second to go. 2 points, one rebound. And a chance for Blake Kreitz to add some points to the total here. 0.2 on the clock, so they have not added time. Free throw, no good. That becomes important because Elm Creek couldn't even throw one the length of the court and score. There's not enough time on the clock according to the rules. Second free throw now for Kreitz. On the way. Got it. And that will do it as Elm Creek tosses it in. And the final score here at Amherst, the Broncos 54. The Buffaloes 50, and another well-played ball game. The sub-districts are not official for the boys, but Amherst will be one and Overton will be four, and then you'll have Axtell and Elm Creek as the 2 and 3, and that's going to be a dandy for the boys. It starts a week from Tuesday. We'll have it for you from Kearney Catholic. When we return, it is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Stay with us.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
And welcome back, everyone, to Amherst. It is time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. 54-50, Amherst is able to outscore Elm Creek 13-8 in the fourth quarter and hold them to just one field goal in the final 8 minutes. Elm Creek had just five players, their five starters score. No points off the bench tonight for Elm Creek. Jaden Ford, 2 points, one rebound. Gabe Hubbard hit four threes. He ended up with 12 points, six rebounds. Nick Crowley had a game-high 19 points. He was 11 of 12 at the free throw line. He had eight rebounds. LaShawn Thornaber, 9 points, 10 rebounds. Brock Miner, 8 points, two rebounds and a block. And Austin Stolpe, three rebounds and a block. 16 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 7 of 8 in the first half, 10 of 14 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 4 of 7 in the first half, and 1 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers for Elm Creek, 10 in the first half and 5 in the second half. The Buffaloes had 29 points at halftime, 21 in the second half. Elm Creek right at their season average, 50 points, 30 rebounds, 17 out of 22 at the free throw line, 5 of 13 from three-point land, 2 blocks and 15 turnovers. Elm Creek falls to 12-8, and they will finish up the regular season with another tester at Elwood 1 week from tonight. For Amherst, Trevor Adelung finished with 9 points, two rebounds. Holden Eckout had a big second half, ended up with 8 points, six rebounds, fouled out with 2:47 to go. Trey Tobenheim is going to be the leading scorer tonight for the Broncos. Only two in the second half, but he finished with 14 points, two rebounds, and a block. Braden Eckout, who didn't score in the first half, finished with 9 points, five rebounds. Kale Preble, 8 points, three rebounds. Blake Kreitz, 5 points, two rebounds. And Brian Bramer, 1 point, one rebound. 12 rebounds in the first half, nine in the second half. Free throw shooting for Amherst, 1 of 2 in the first half, 6 of 11 all in the fourth quarter. In the second half, 3-point shooting, 3 of 7 in the first half, 2 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers for the Broncos, 5 in the first half and 4 in the second. Amherst had 28 points at halftime, 26 in the second half, and the Broncos finished with 54 points, 21 rebounds, 7 out of 13 at the free throw line, 5 of 15 from 3-point land, 1 block shot and 9 turnovers, and Amherst will advance to 19-2, with a 54-50 victory over Elm Creek. And bright and early tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., they will take on Ravenna in the opening game of the Heartland Hoops Classic at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. We'll have it for you on ESPN Radio. And then the rematch at Wilcox-Hildreth next Friday night. So two more big games on the way for Amherst. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to its schedule. Your appointment today, the Kearney High girls beat Lincoln Southwest 56-43 tonight. The boys just about ready to get underway on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And again, don't forget tomorrow, the D3 District Wrestling Finals are going to be heard right here on Classic Hits. And that's underway at approximately 2 o'clock tomorrow on Classic Hits. Coach Bill Giffen is slid up here because, again, they're going to want to get out of here and get a little rest so that they can get over to Grand Island tomorrow. And, Coach, it's just that time of the year. This week I have seen already, and I went to a couple of games I was at last night, we're seeing everybody get even more competitive right now. We're seeing games come down to the wire. But with the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament last week, we're starting to see all these FKC boys games get pretty competitive down to the wire, and it was tonight. And you need the win, you got the win.
Yeah, and it was, probably not, with us being one guy short and then two guys short at the end. But really, that's a game that we needed to have for confidence, one thing. And it was just, I thought our defense in the second half was probably the difference. You look at the film and I'll say, well, maybe I was wrong there. But I thought that was the difference. They had to outboard us by 10, maybe. We maybe had 10 less turnovers than they did, and probably, field goal percentages, I assume we maybe shot a little bit better overall. So I think maybe the defense was the difference.
Yeah, you're pretty close. You're pretty close on all those assumptions with the numbers. With rebounds, you're right. With turnovers, you're right. And I suppose one of the reasons that it might have been a little bit better for you, you gave Holden Eckout a heck of an assignment out there defensively tonight. He got in some early foul trouble. He got the start in place of Ty Hadwiger. They out-rebounded you one of the reasons is probably because you didn't have Ty in there. So what about Holden? Because I thought his second half was pretty outstanding.
Well, he's not your normal freshman. He's kind of groomed himself and and his parents.
What is he, is he a slow kid?
Yeah.
Called him back. What's going on? Come on.
Yeah, he should be first year of college. But, yeah, you know, you need to redshirt them for 4 years. But, no, he's mentally tough. He's got the skills and, you know, just everything you'd want in a ball player. And you know, normally he doesn't shoot that well from three. But you know, just when you're ready to sub him out a little bit, he hits a three and then you change your assignments. But you know, that's really how I thought he could shoot. And maybe this year he's been a little lagging behind that. But, boy, he stepped up big.
Obviously, and Elm Creek just played you pretty much, unless you want to correct me here, pretty much straight up man-to-man. And they did a great job on Braden, shutting him out in the first half. Trey steps up for you, and your two leading scorers were held below their average tonight.
Yeah, yeah, and, you know, we had a talk about shot selection and who should shoot, and we had some people like Cale that maybe were turning down a shot, and they were going, you know, you've got to shoot that shot, because they're basically, if you don't, we're going 4-on-5.
Yep.
And so he can shoot it. You know, tonight he made some buckets. And famous Trey, you know, his game maybe not be three-point line, although I think he can be a decent three-point shooter. But that pull-up and all that with his elevation, he did that.
Tomorrow morning you get a chance to go play at the Heartland Events Center. Ravenna, again, this is kind of one of those games you didn't know. You knew they'd be good. You didn't know that they'd have a transfer before the season got started to move it out on them, and that might be a little bit better for you, but that's going to be a heck of a game tomorrow. What do you take out of it? Because I'm thinking about what Coach Chubbuck told me today from Omaha South. They're going to treat it as an exhibition game against Oak Hill. You're stepping up against a rival down the road that you don't get to see very often in any other sports, but it does become important to you because of the wild card points and bragging rights, but basically because of that.
Well, you know, I mean, every time out you compete and you don't really think about those things, and especially at D level, and you got kids in all sports and FBLA and FFA and all that. I mean, whatever they step on the court, the field, is just compete and don't think about that too much. And you know, we'll run probably a lot of the same stuff with Coach K there on the sidelines. It's with his years, you know, up north, and so there'll be a lot of, we'll know what each other's doing, basically, you know. So I never brought anything great to the table. I mean, Coach K, I'm glad I got him. I mean, Mr. Klosterman, that he's got a knack for that, and so I lean on that quite a little. But it's been good to have him, and he's a heck of an addition. I mean, I don't want to, you know, we'll talk too long here, but I got some great assistant coaches, and I really feel fortunate to have those two. I mean, you know, Coach Adelung, with all of his work with the youth and his history of Kearney State, you know, there's some great knowledge there. And if I don't lean on that, I'm the stupidest guy on the face of the earth.
Well,
so I really appreciate those guys.
I don't think that's the case. You guys are doing pretty darn good together, and we wish you the best of luck tomorrow. Game will start it off on ESPN Radio, and then we'll see you in the postseason, Coach.
It'll be fun.
All right, thanks, Coach.
That's
the head coach of the victorious Amherst Broncos and Bill Giffen. They win it tonight 54-250. We're going to take a short break, about 10 minutes, be back with the girls' game here on Classic Hits. Thanks for staying with us.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.